Yay, excellent. All right. Welcome to the Success Star Detox Part 1 seminar. This is February 12th, 2009, and I'm Leah Kraft-Christain. And I want to say that this is Part 1 because there's so much to talk about when we're talking about detoxification. And what I really want to start with here is just looking at some of the things that happen when we get overly toxed. And there's a few people on the call are not feeling excellent, and I just want to start by saying when you're not feeling well, do not fast. Do not do detoxification. It's not the time to do it. The time to do it is when you're feeling good. So just want to make that known to everyone. The time when you're feeling bad, your quest is to strengthen and build rather than rid and tear apart. So does anyone, before I begin and ask you to press star 6, does anyone have specific questions that I can jot down for myself right now and make sure that I get to as we're going through the process? And at the end, of course, we'll also have time for questions, but if there's anything that is kind of a burning question, I'd love for you to ask it now. Nothing? Well, I know that Teresa said, I want to know, what did you say, Teresa? How you...
Well, I remember at your seminar and looking at you and how vibrant, and especially not just your personality and the aura and attitude, I kept looking at your skin and going, wow, you know, her skin is glowing. And I knew that you were into health. You know, you're very health conscious. I was just very curious as to what you do, why your skin looks like that.
One of my secrets, of course, is that I get on roofs and I do roofing. Not the answer you wanted to hear. But I most definitely, yes, skin is most definitely a result of doing the other kinds of work. But I will write down skin, but just in general, yeah, the feeling of I think if there's anything that can get a lot of people interested in detoxification is to say it can make you look younger and make your skin more elastic and young. Then everybody would be doing detoxification, don't you think?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If we go at it from the vanity point of view.
I try to do at least once a year, maybe twice a year, but I just want to, I'm just doing it from a box and a book or whatever, and maybe not exactly doing it properly.
And there are many, many different ways to do it. So I will go ahead and ask everybody to press star 6, and then we'll undo by pressing star 6 later. But good. It sounds very quiet. I first started learning about detoxifying when I was going through a divorce, my divorce. And I was feeling that I had been under so much stress and so much strain. I had just gone through the death of my mother, and then I separated from my husband, and I went through a lot of issues for a year with him. And then when I got to doing the divorce part of it, I was thinking, something's very, very wrong with me. I feel really bad. And I had a dream. And I get a lot of messages through dreams. I get a lot of guidance through dreams. And in this dream, it basically repeatedly said to buy organic apple juice and start drinking lots of it and nothing else except for water. So water and apple juice. But I woke up from that dream. I thought about it. I did nothing the first day. The second day, I had another dream that night. And I said, this is important, I think. I got up and I found a health food store in Sandy Springs. I bought some organic apple juice, and I brought it back with me, and I started fasting. On the fifth day, I'm hearing somebody move dishes or something. Okay. But on the fifth day of the, I had no preparation. I knew nothing. I just felt that I needed to start drinking lots of this organic apple juice with lots and lots and lots of water And as I started into it, the first day was kind of difficult, but I just felt that my angels were guiding me there. That's basically the bottom line. And I didn't do it right because I didn't prepare my body correctly. On the fifth day of my fast, I went to court with my soon-to-be ex-husband, and I was unbelievably clear-minded. I was unbelievably calm. I felt absolutely in tune with divine source. It was extraordinary. And when my husband was pounding the table and my attorney, who was a woman, was backing off and saying, I can't deal with him, I just calmly said, fine, I'll do this. And I stepped in and I completed that divorce basically without any assistance from my attorney. And I was absolutely calm. I did negotiating that I probably wouldn't have been able to do if I hadn't been that calm and if I hadn't been on the fifth day of that fast. I went one more day on that fast, and then I was just amazingly feeling great. And I, at that point, just decided to eat some fruit, and for some reason felt very guided about that. I just ate some fruit on the following day. And the following next 2 days, I did just fruit. And I really didn't want to eat anything heavy. I felt so, so, so great. That's how I began learning about fasting. And then I discovered that there are books written about this. And I bought them. I started reading them. I understand so much more now. And I understand basically probably that what I did by just jumping into it was not, I wouldn't say dangerous, but maybe my guides knew that it was more dangerous to leave me in the severely toxic state I was in than to just plunge in and get my body rid of everything that needed to go. So it was by sheer guidance that I got there in the first place. Now, on your handout, I made a list of some things that are defining ways that we know we are at a point where we need to detox. And for some people, it's simply that we get more colds or we have allergies more frequently. And then a lot of people will say, oh, it's just age, I guess. You know, as I get older, I get more allergies. And I say bullpucky. That's simply because you are acquiring more toxins that you are not ridding your body of. And so what I absolutely know is that especially Americans carry many more toxins in their bodies than other cultures who do not eat prepared foods, foods that come in boxes that we try to bring back to life by putting them in a pan. We don't eat whole foods. We don't eat foods that are raw very much. Very few of us eat a lot of salads or coleslaw, or if we do, we think just a little bit is a great, great plenty instead of thinking it should be a popcorn bowl size of a salad, not just a little demi-tasse size of a salad. I feel very, very strongly about the way we eat and the way we don't seem sometimes to care what we put in our systems, not realizing that it's like glue in our bodies. It's like glue in our systems. Someone in one of the many books I've read on detoxification said that Americans, this is probably not a really tasteful thing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway, that Americans carry in their intestinal tract just hanging around without it being in pockets, without getting rid of it, in their intestines, between 15 and 30 pounds of stuff. And if you realize that that is probably the truth, that diverticulitis is all about the intestines pushing out little pouches here and there, and diverticulitis is about that pouch kind of sealing up and then becoming infected. But there are many pouches throughout our intestinal system that are not sealed up. They are not yet diverticulitis, and hopefully they won't be, but they poof out and push out, and that's why so many people have poofy tummies, and that's that it's simply pushed out of its normal lower intestine into an area that is just causing our stomachs to not contract and stay flat. So that's one of the reasons that if we see that happening, we can say, hey, I think I need to detox because I can't seem to get my stomach to be flat or to pull in even. So So that's another one. But at the top of your list, it says memory loss. Memory loss is most definitely caused by stress and by caffeine and by other things, but certainly caused by having a heavy dose of toxicity in our system. Depression, anxiety, even psychosis can be caused by having a lot of toxins in our systems. Parkinson's disease has definitely been linked to toxins in the system, specifically aluminum and mercury, and other neurodegenerative diseases. Fibromyalgia, where you're feeling tired all the time. You don't know why. You feel achy. That most definitely is related to toxicity. Multiple chemical sensitivity. I know people who can't be near the smell of perfume. I know a woman who lives basically in a glass bubble, and she got a heavy, heavy dose of lots of different chemicals all at the same time. She was living in a place where they were paving her road out in front with asphalt. She just had her house redone, and she had new carpeting. She had new furniture. Everything was outgassing formaldehyde. She got a massive, massive dose of chemicals all at the same time, and it put her over the edge into having the disorder of multiple chemical sensitivity, and she had to live basically in a bubble where it's just glass all around her. I haven't spoken with her now in about 3 years. I don't know if she has recovered from that at all. But certainly that plus allergies. And we'll say, when we say, boy, I sure react to the stuff in the spring now, and I never did before. Well, that's because it's like a glass that gets filled with dirty water, and as it gets closer to the top, it just can't handle much of anything more. If you get that glass poured out so there's only half a glass of dirty water, you can tolerate having a bit more pollinating trees and flowers and pine trees and all of that. We need to dump our bodies of the toxins that are already there. And certainly just general fatigue when we don't have a lot of energy that lasts us very long. When you are getting tired at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, I don't want to compare myself to anyone because I know that I have been blessed with an extraordinary amount of energy, but I also know that I have had my times where I've said, what is wrong with me? I can't seem to continue laying tile, and it's only 8 o'clock. I expect myself to be able to go to lay tile until 11:30. And that is truly what I expect of myself, and know that when I'm in good condition, that's what I need, that's what's normal for me. Everybody has a different normal. I'm not saying that's a benchmark at all. And I also know, however, that some people have had to deal with low energy their entire lives, and that it may be they can help themselves into a better state of health as adults than they ever had, ever, at any point in their lives. Autoimmune diseases, certainly allergies are one thing, one kind of autoimmune disease. Also, hormone-sensitive diseases are another sign of having over toxicity in the body. And hormone-sensitive cancers are breast cancer, prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, and uterine cancer. Very, very, very important to know that sometimes people have been able to undo very, very difficult, serious diseases by helping their bodies rest from the toxins around them. Then getting to what you look like, pallid skin. I can look at somebody with a gray skin tone. I can see somebody and look at what's under their eyes and know that what I'm looking at is toxins, or I'm looking at kidney disease, or I'm looking at kidney problems. But certainly the skin and the area under the eyes really, really says a lot. Poor skin tone when people early on don't have that elasticity. And I say early on is anything under 70, 80, you know. That's early on. Bad breath and a bitter taste in your mouth is another way of saying something's going on in my intestines that I need to clean out. I need to truly clean out. A coated tongue, that is most definitely a sign of having undigested, non-working, non-functioning, non-efficient use of the intestinal tract. It results in a coated tongue. Along with body odor, itchy skin, skin rashes, and eyes that might be yellowed, that of course indicates liver issues, itchy eyes, swollen eyes, red eyes, all indicate something's going on in the detoxifying system. That number two, it says your wonderful natural detoxification system. Well, the first one is your skin. When you sweat, it is the largest organ of detoxification. Your skin is the largest organ of detoxification. So in the far north, where the Finns and the Swedes and the Norwegians live, they know that if they want to stay healthy in their long, cold seasons, they go into saunas to sweat. One of the best things you can do for your body is sweat. And when I talk to people who say, ooh, I don't like to sweat, I say, you've got to sweat to stay healthy. That's the way the skin works. If we end up having problems with our skin, breakouts or rashes, body odor also indicates that there's a lot of bacteria trying to come out through the skin. We know that we're at a top point of having a lot of toxins in our system. Certainly in our wonderful natural detoxification system, the largest organ other than the skin is the liver. And truly, you need to know about the liver. It is, I would say, the hardest working organ in the body. It weighs about 5 pounds. It's approximately the size of a football. It is on the right side of your body, upright, starts near the top, where your ribs end and goes down. It is designed to perform about 500 functions for the health of your body, and here are some of them. It filters your blood to remove toxins such as viruses, bacteria, and yeast. And in fact, in just 1 minute, your liver can filter about 2 quarts of the 5 quarts of blood your body contains. Think about that. 1 minute, the liver can filter 2 quarts of the 5 quarts. To think about that, to appreciate the hugeness of that feat, you could compare your liver to the filter of a swimming pool. And the filter would need to clean half of the pool's water every minute to keep up with what your liver can do for you. It's awesome, just awesome. It can filter out 99% of the bacteria and other toxins in your blood before sending the cleansed blood back into circulation. So, of course, what we're concerned with is the health of our liver. Here's some other things it can do. It stores vitamins, minerals, and carbohydrates. It processes fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. So it's a processing plant. It also produces bile. That's the black stuff that kind of breaks down fats for digestion, and that works through the bile ducts in that go through the liver and out. And it breaks down and detoxifies the body of hormones, chemicals, toxins, and metabolic waste. So therefore, if we're getting in herbicides, pesticides, all of those things that we are exposed to, insecticides that get to us even through the vegetables that we eat, because they're in the vegetables we eat, they're in the other foods that we eat, we most definitely need to care about the health of our liver specifically. We also have other organs that help us process our toxins better, and one is the small intestine, because it's the small intestine comes before the large intestine, and it's right after the stomach. It goes from the stomach through the ileocecal valve into the small intestine. And the small intestine acts as an organ of digestion and absorption of nutrients to fuel your body's energy level. It becomes a protective barrier to keep your body from absorbing toxic materials and other undesirable matter, such as large molecules of undigested food, that those particles are sitting there. It seals out toxins and heavy metals and other things that can cause your body harm. So we want to keep all of those organs, those natural organs of detoxification that's set up to be this great system for us, in place. And of course then the large intestine basically gets it out of here. So we have this fabulous, fabulous system. Well, here's what happens. Now, number three on your handout says how your natural detox system gets slugged down. And what happens to our system is that the liver gets clogged up by having to process so many different kinds of toxins. In fact, we process about 2.5 times as much lead and mercury as the body processed just 30 years ago. We have so many, many more issues when we're trying to detoxify it. We get toxins in from our food. We get toxins in from the water we drink, from the air we breathe. We have a toxic overload even from our reactions to foods in our food allergies. Liver overload can happen maybe even because we have parasites in our system. And don't go, ooh, because everybody's got them. Toxins also from the home and the workplace. Toxins can, again, you know this, I hope, can come from furniture, can come from the carpet. Carpets, any kind of glues, any new house will have lots of toxins because in boards, in plywood, there is a ton of glue, and in the glue is formaldehyde. And that formaldehyde is what really knocks your system for a loop and certainly hurts your liver. Free radicals are produced in our bodies. Anytime we have toxins or we're exposed to things that can cause our cells to break down, free radicals are sort of like little sharp-edged blades that go ping-ponging around through our cells and actually damage the cell walls of our cells. And what we try to do is reduce the number of free radicals. Well, I'm not going to talk about those things in any depth because what I want to focus on is how we can detoxify. And the starting point of detoxification is emptying the system of everything that you can empty it of. And if you are not drinking a lot of water, that's the first thing. Top detoxification methods, at letter A, I would like you to write in water plus psyllium husk. And I could tell you a bunch of other kinds of ways to detoxify, but I'm going to stick with what is the top. It, psyllium is spelled P-S-Y-L-L-I-U-M, psyllium husk. And it is sold in health food stores. You should not buy it when it's mixed with sugar and other garbage. You should get only the whole psyllium husk and nothing else in the container. And usually it is sold under brand names that are so delightful. Things like Colon Cleanse. And then they put it in a little plastic bag that you can see right through. And you carry that through the mall. One of the first things that everybody should be doing is saying, okay, am I getting enough water? Because if we don't have enough water and we're carrying a lot of toxins, that creates a huge amount of problems. If you're having a day where you're starting to feel confused, you're starting to feel dizzy, you are feeling really tired, you're feeling sleepy, start drinking more water. And then an hour later, ask yourself, how am I feeling now? Now that I've had 4 additional glasses of water or 8 additional glasses of water, how am I feeling? Because water is a major detoxifier. But so is fiber. And most people are not getting enough fiber by a long, long, long shot. And I don't care if you're eating All Bran or anything else that advertises itself to be high fiber. Americans have so much glue stuck in their systems, and Canadians too, from eating bread, from eating a lot of pasta, from eating meat. We overeat meat. I don't eat any meat at all, but I'm not saying that's how people should be. I'm just saying that people have a lot of stuff in their system that needs to be carried away. And the thing that carries away and sort of becomes what's called an intestinal broom is bran. Now, oat bran is probably one of the very best brands you can eat. If you eat oatmeal, that's excellent. But 15 times better than that is psyllium husk, and that's why I'm recommending it. I take psyllium husk every single night, and that I attribute to keeping me really, truly functioning at a superbly high level, even if I am speaking and on the road 5 or 6 days a week. And if I'm doing that, a lot of people have said to me, other speakers would say to me, gosh, I just get constipated and stay constipated. I say, this is what you need to do, is you drink a lot of water and you take this psyllium husk. And here's what you do with psyllium husk. It's nighttime. Just before you go to bed, get a big glass of water, 16 ounces of water, not 8, and you stir into it 2 heaping teaspoons of psyllium husk. You stir it up and you drink it as fast as you can drink it. And then drink another glass of water on top of that, and then go to bed. And in the morning, blessings. That is the first line of attack, because very many people simply need to start right there because there's so many toxins in the system. Just starting with clearing and getting the clearing part started. Now, secondly, at letter B, write in raw foods. Now, there is such a thing as a raw foods diet, and you can get books on a raw foods diet. But what I would suggest is adding many more ways that you can prepare raw foods and have it in your daily diet. At breakfast, your raw foods would probably be fruit, bananas, peaches, oranges, apples, different kinds of fruits. And having a lot of those, that will get fiber in. But mostly what we're after here is enzymes. The word is enzymes. E-N-Z-Y-M, as in mother, E-S. In raw foods are natural enzymes. And enzymes, if you thought about what enzymes might look like, I think of them like looking like Pac-Men. And what they are the gobblers of the system. If you have adequate natural enzymes, they will bring into your cells, they will become incorporated in the cells of your body, and because the enzymes are incorporated within the cells, they're inside the cells, they help absorb minerals and vitamins. Someone who just coughed is not muted.
Oh, sorry.
And so press star 6. There you go. There you go. So, I know almost everybody on the call is having some kind of issues, and I tell you, things are pollinating right now. That's one of the reasons why. So, when you're in that state where you're not feeling really good, most definitely tons of water, up to a gallon a day. And people say, oh, no, you shouldn't drink that much water. Yes, you should. Yes, you should. Don't go over a gallon. But up to a gallon is just fine, and that can help the body start detoxifying, adding in then the psyllium husk. But then when you add in raw fruits and vegetables, let's say that for breakfast you have fruits. For lunch you could add in things like lettuce, of course, but not iceberg lettuce. Iceberg lettuce is foo-foo. It's useless. Don't even bother eating iceberg lettuce. Romaine lettuce, any kind of the green leafy, red leafy, anything that's strongly green, spinach, kale, any of the strong leafy vegetables. Those are good. Anything you can eat raw and not cooked. And then add in some shredded carrots and then add in some organic celery, but not the non-organic celery because it's loaded with pesticides. And then also add in some maybe organic coleslaw. They generally don't hit the cabbage too hard because cabbage is very hearty. Wonderful thing to eat is coleslaw and a lot of it. And then you think about dinner. What could you have for dinner? Same kind of thing. Lots of vegetables. Lots and lots of vegetables. And skip the fruits because you don't want to combine fruits with vegetables. There's a food combining chart you can look at that one of the reasons Americans are so uncomfortable in their systems is they put everything together. They put the fruit with the meat, and immediately they cause indigestion. And that is why Americans feel so bad in their intestinal systems, is they don't understand how to eat. When you are eating, if you want to have fruit, you have it first, and then you wait 40 minutes or so until that goes through your stomach and out. And then you can add in the rest of your meal, but don't eat fruit with other things. And if you eat melon, don't eat melon with anything else. That's another thing that will keep your system clean and clear. So the raw fruits and raw vegetables, as many as you can add in without going on a fast. And here's something I want to tell you about. There is a documentary that was shot like a reality TV documentary, and it was called Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. 6 Americans with diabetes spent a month at a health center where they gave up meat, dairy, sugar, alcohol, nicotine, caffeine, processed food, and all cooked food. And, of course, it was really Spartan. But here's how they benefited. They got prepared meals, group support meetings, and twice daily medical checks and lessons in how to prepare raw meals. A lot of people were grumbling about that, but then the pounds started melting away and the dosage of the medications they needed decreased. How could they argue with the results they were getting? Emotional issues started arising because food had been the way they kept their emotional issues away. And then as they started dealing with the emotional issues, they got to the core of some of the things they needed to work on. But in the end, most people stuck with the raw food diet because of the good results. Previously, about half the group had been using insulin for an average of 5 years. But by the month's end, all of the participants were off insulin and oral anti-diabetic medications. Now, what other proof could we need that our bodies are starving for enzymes? Most Americans eat maybe one kind of vegetable a day, and that's a potato, and that comes as a French fry. Not anybody on this call. I know that. I know that you're much healthier than that. But people, when they don't realize what enzymes do for their body, that you must have it in raw fruits and vegetables to help your body function normally, no wonder we're having an epidemic of diabetes. If you can turn back and solve and cure diabetes by being on a raw fruit and vegetable diet for a month, it just speaks louder than any words ever could. Well, now let's go to C for top detoxification methods. If you then have done some detoxifying, you've done some psyllium husk every night for a while, and you have added many, many more raw foods into your diet, that has strengthened your body. So then you're ready to go on to the next step, which is juicing with fruits and juicing with vegetables. Several years ago, when I was traveling around the world and speaking constantly, and I sometimes would be gone as many as 45 days straight, I was feeling fine, I thought. And then I came home, and on top of my incredible schedule, I was trying to plan my wedding, and I started becoming really, really tired, and I couldn't figure it out. I said, what in the world is wrong with me? And I went to a naturopathic doctor. And he took some blood from me, and he put it on a slide, and he showed it to me, and he said, here, I want to show you what your blood looks like. He said, what I'm trying to show you is a red blood cell, but your red blood cells are so weak, I can't even point to them before the cell wall pops and is gone. He said, what that indicates is probably the most severe case of anemia I have ever seen. He said, people who have anemia like this are usually hospitalized. How is it that you are managing to go out on the road and speak and you are this anemic? He said, if it were me telling you what to do, I'd say, I want you to have complete bed rest for 2 weeks. And I went home, and he told me, he gave me a prescription, he gave me some other medication. I started juicing. I got my juicer out, my Juice Man Junior juicer that I love, and I started juicing 3 times a day. Yeah, it takes a little extra work, but it's not hard to clean up afterwards. I started doing that 3 times a day. I went back to see him 2.5 weeks later. He tested my blood, and he said, you have totally reversed it. You have now some of the most healthy blood I've seen. All because I added in those fruit juices. I didn't fast. I continued to eat meals, but small meals. I didn't overload my system. I was very careful about what I was eating because I knew I was in a state that was a little bit fragile, and so I added the juicing on top of my normal stuff, but just didn't eat certain things that I knew weren't good for me. I'm telling you that this is a way that you can work it into your life without going into what is usually termed fasting, like I did when I jumped into it with both feet. Well, letter D, the top detoxification method of all, truly in my book, is organic apple juice fasting. And yes, you can take apples and put them into a juicer and juice them yourself. That would be awesome, especially if you remove the outer rind, which probably has alar in it, which probably isn't very healthy. But you can buy organic apple juice. We just purchased 4 big gallons of organic apple juice at Whole Foods this week, and yesterday did a one-day fast with apple juice. I decided not to do it today while I was up on the roof because I will tell you the truth. The truth is you run to the bathroom a lot. Organic apple juice fasting. It requires that you prepare your body a day or two before by eating a lot of raw fruits and vegetables, by not eating any meat, by not eating bready things like pasta and bread, by not eating potatoes and other starchy kinds of foods that kind of clog up your system. You want it smoothly moving before you start doing an apple juice fast. And then you start in drinking apple juice half and half with water. You can have one glass of apple juice, but you must match it with one or two glasses of distilled water. When you are fasting, drink distilled water. Some of you who know about water will say, but that doesn't have minerals. You're absolutely right. You can add drops of minerals to it, or you can just, for a few days or a single day, do apple juice fasting. The longest apple juice fast I've ever done was 12 days, but I won't talk about that right now because I want to move to the next page on your handout and tell you a little bit more about this, because I want to tell you who should be doing a longer fast and a shorter fast, and we're going to get there in just a minute, because I can hear your questions. How long should I do this for? How should I start? And we're going to talk about all of that. So at number 5 at the top of page 2, it says what detoxifying does for you. More energy. But the more energy part comes after you have completed the fast. Because when you start doing the fast, depending on how toxic you are, if you're very toxic and you start day one of a fast, you are going to be dumping into your bloodstream tons of toxins from your entire body. If I haven't fasted for a while, I can actually feel toxins being pulled from my back and my arms and my skin. I can feel it, but I'm very, very, very sensitized to it now because I've been doing this for years. But in the beginning, you feel worse. That's the truth, and we're going to talk about that. In the day that you're doing it, you feel worse. The second day, you feel better. The third day, you feel bad again, because it's like your body lets go of a flood of toxic waste, and then it stops and it allows you to recover from that, and then it lets go of another flood of toxic waste. It's like peeling wallpaper off a wall that's been papered about 20 times. And what you're doing is peeling off one layer, and then you get to the next layer. You peel that off. For some people, you need to do probably 10 or 15 apple juice cleansing fasts of various lengths to really get down to the point where you have rid your body of old, old stuff that's been stored in your body and that has been waiting to create disease. Because doctors today agree that 90% of all disease starts in the intestinal tract. It starts from matter that's sitting there, that 15 to 30 pounds of stuff that is fermenting, that is not well, that's not good for us, and it leaches into the body and eventually causes disease. What we're trying to do when we detoxify is get rid of it before it can wreak havoc on us. So the more energy part comes after you have begun the process. Certainly you have fewer aches and pains of all kinds, including fewer joint aches. If I ever feel a joint in my middle finger, it's always my middle finger, starting to feel a little tight or hurting or having an occasional little pain, I say, okay, I need to do a 2-day fast instead of a 1-day fast this time. Radiant skin. Most definitely, when you are eating right, when you're adding more enzymes, when you're ridding your entire system of gunk and toxins from your liver, your body has an opportunity to use its strength to not only clean out the toxins, but to repair your skin. And your skin gets repaired at a very deep level, way down below the surface. And it starts repairing from the inside out. And when you start seeing the radiance on the outside, you know that down deeper, it is definitely changed. It is definitely more elastic. And therefore, you look younger. Every time I fast, and I had one experience where I fasted, I worked with a law firm, and I did not have to be there every day. I was of counsel to them. And we were meeting for a dinner where we were all getting together on a Friday night. And I had just previously fasted for 5 days. And I came in and said hi to everybody, and everybody was just taken aback. And they said, "My God, have you just been on a vacation? What has happened to you? You look 10 years younger." And I tell you, that was remarkable because I hadn't really noticed. At the time I was living alone, I hadn't really looked in the mirror. But people's reaction to me was startling, shocking. They were so overwhelmed and they showed it. And I'm thinking, hey, this is good stuff. I have to remember this. And I do remember it because I do it all the time. Weight loss definitely affects weight loss. When we are toxic, our bodies need to carry more water weight to put the water around the toxins to help dilute it. When we start reducing the toxic load in the body, you can also start reducing some of the water your body carries. And reducing, I mean, certainly we're made up of water, but very often you will find that you start running to the bathroom, thinking, "I'm not drinking this much. What's happening?" It's because you're reducing the toxic load, and therefore you don't need as much cushion in between the toxins and the other cells of your body. At least that's how I picture it in my mind, and I truly think that that's how it works. Also, you start being able to dissolve and get rid of the fats in your system because your liver has time to do some fat dissolving. Instead of working so hard on getting rid of the toxins, it's getting rid of the toxins. Now it has time to work on the fat deposits. Also, it can help heal illnesses, just like we heard about diabetes. Well, if diabetes, what about cancer? Of course. What about a cold? What about viruses? What about flus? It helps so much to get rid of that toxic load of the body. You can recover much faster than what most other people are doing from the same virus. And certainly, like I've mentioned, you can avoid future illnesses that may be brewing. But at number 6, my question for you is, how would you assess your current condition? That is major. It's extremely important. If you tell me, "Gosh, I don't exercise very much. I haven't been drinking enough water. I've never been on any kind of a cleansing fast. Or I've done it just very infrequently. I don't take vitamins. I don't do a lot. I eat meat. I eat meat more than 3 times a week. Then I would say, I would assess your condition right now if you've never done any of those things. And if you tell me that your skin could be in better condition, your skin could have more elasticity, you would like to have a lot more energy, you don't know what's going on with your energy, I would assess that as poor. And if someone said, "Well, I do exercise. I get out and walk every day. I do some of those things, but I eat a lot. I eat meat more than 3 times a week. I feel tired at 6 o'clock. I feel like an afternoon nap." I'd put you at fair condition. If you tell me you exercise daily, or you put on a pedometer, for some of you who have been in my prosperity party or in my coaching classes, you know that I advocate wearing a pedometer a lot, and that my goal every day is to walk 10,000 steps. And so I have several colors of pedometers to match my outfits. And so I would say then, it's in good condition. If you're in good condition, you can move much more quickly to getting into the detoxifying part of it, as in doing an organic apple juice fast. But at the beginning point, I would say that each one of those three has a different prescription. You cannot have the same prescription for a person who's in poor condition. So let's move down to number 7. How do you begin detoxifying? Well, considering how long you've been at that current condition, maybe you would just say, "Oh, I've been in this poor condition where I'm not feeling very great for maybe about 3 months. Well, that's not like 4 years. So that's not as bad. You can move through this process more quickly. So how to begin? First of all, clearing your body. And that would mean lots of water. Water helps clear the toxins. lots of psyllium husk. And if you feel like you have a lot of clearing to do in your body, intestine-wise, if you have a poofy stomach, you know you've got lots of clearing to do, then I would even say take psyllium husk twice a day. On some of the cartons, it will say take it in the morning and take it at night just before bed, where you put 2 heaping teaspoons into a 16-ounce glass of water and drink that down, and then drink some more down. There's also something called the royal flush, but I'm going to wait until the next time we do a detoxifying seminar, because that's a much more serious thing, and you need to be very prepared for it. And I know of one person on this call who has had excellent results from the royal flush, and she needs to do that again right about now, because she knows what it takes to do that, and that would stop this recurrent one thing after another of illnesses that's going on. But to start with doing psyllium husk twice a day first, before you do the royal flush. Then second, the strengthening. Before you clear your body of toxins, because when you release the toxins, it's very hard on your body. You need to strengthen yourself first. So if a person is currently ill or not feeling in tip-top shape, do not do any kind of a fast. What you would want to do is add in raw fruits and vegetables and lots of them. Ask yourself, how many different kinds of fruits can I think to eat? And you know that eating grapes for some people makes you run to the bathroom and you say, gosh, I must be allergic to grapes. I get diarrhea. And I say, that is excellent. Excellent. Keep eating grapes. What you want is to have the kind of reaction that detoxifies you. And if you run to the bathroom and you have diarrhea, that is detoxifying you. Now, if the diarrhea lasts more than a day, then you want to stop the grapes, because then you want to slow down on the detoxification. But it is truly a good thing for you. One man who wanted my coaching for his first detoxifying fast was very, very shy, and he said, you know, I think I'm allergic to apple juice. And I said, are you telling me that you have diarrhea? And he turned red from the top of his hairline down to his chest. And he said, well, yes. And I said, good, good, because that's what you want. Let's talk in real terms here. Let's talk in terms that are important to keep us alive and kicking. Yes, you want to have that reaction. That's good for you. Get rid of it. Get it out of you. That's what's making you sick. So get rid of everything, and then you can start peeling away the really old stuff that's been there in storage in your large intestine. I have no problem talking about this. So at the number letter B, it says strengthening. So you want to get, first of all, raw foods into your system, where you're eating coleslaw and carrots and maybe raw broccoli. I love raw broccoli. Maybe cauliflower. Maybe you need to dip it into something. That's okay. That's fine. But just so you're getting a lot of raw things. And then finally, at letter C, the detoxification. Now, you would never do a detoxifying fast of apple juice if you are in poor condition until you can get to a point where you say, I'm feeling better. And it might take you a month or two to get there. Fine. That's just fine. But if you're feeling fairly good, I would say, okay, I want you to start with the clearing for at least a week, and then go into the strengthening. And for at least a week, I want you to eat 10 different kinds of fruits and vegetables in a day. Goodness, we are so fortunate that we can go into a grocery store and have all those things at our fingertips. And then go into the detoxification. And when you first start an apple juice fast, the first time you do it, get ready for the day or two before with lots of raw fruits and vegetables. Then on the morning of the first day of your fast, the 24 hours, you can even heat up, just warm up the apple juice and add some cinnamon in it. You can drink it cold, you can drink it warm, it doesn't matter, just keep drinking the apple juice. But just do it for 24 hours. Start it in the morning at 7 o'clock or so, and then just keep it going. Don't eat anything until the next morning at 7 o'clock. Great, but take psyllium husk that night before you go to sleep, because you won't have eaten anything during the day. That's your first time you're doing it. Then go back to just eating normally with some, adding in some juice fasting, juicing. And you've heard me say my favorite juicer is the Juice Man Jr. You can buy it, or you used to be able to buy it at least, at Target. It used to be on sale for something like $69. It's my favorite thing. I've had other juicers too. But then the second time that you do an apple juice fast, you will go for 36 hours. Then the next time you do, put a couple of days in between, you will do it for 48 hours. And then the next time you do it, you'll add another day in. But you do several days, if not a week, in between. My typical plan for my life has been this. I have gotten in the habit, very much so, of fasting on Mondays. Now, sometimes that changes. But I fast on Mondays. I don't want to fast on the weekends because that's when you're with friends. That's when you're doing things it's hard to plan for. But Monday, I pretty much know what's going to happen. So Monday, I do an apple juice fast, and I'm in a place where I know I can run to the bathroom a lot. Sometimes my body tells me it wants to stay on it longer. Typically, once a month, I extend that one-day fast into 2 or 3 days. So once a month, I go longer. And then once a season, once every 3 months, I will go at least a 3-day fast, maybe a 4-day fast. That's what I do as much as I can around the clock. When I was out there traveling way too much, being on the road 95% of the time, I didn't follow that plan, and that's why I ended up anemic. Well, what to expect? I've already actually explained what to expect. And what to expect when you're fasting, especially, is you feel tired, then you feel good, then you feel tired, then you feel good, then you feel tired, then you feel good. That's because there's waves of toxins releasing, and you can feel it. And you continue on a fast to drink a lot of water. When you're fasting, drink a gallon of water a day. But even when you're not fasting, the more water I drink, the better I feel. And I sometimes will add raw lemon into it, squeeze lemon into it, because that helps to alkalinize your system. Even though a lemon is acidic, when you take it into your body, it immediately becomes alkaline, and it alkalinizes your body. And when you are alkaline, you are not susceptible to colds as much. A body that is acidic is susceptible to disease much more than a body that is alkaline. At number 9, it says supplies. Psyllium husk is the first supply. And you get that at a health food store. You can find it at GNC. You can find it in Athens at Good Life, I think. Good Earth? Good something. I can't think of what that is called right now. But Whole Foods most definitely has it. In Atlanta, Nutrition Naturally at Toco Hills Mall has it. It's easy to find. You also, as supplies, want to stock up on bottled water, good distilled water, or reverse osmosis water. But you don't want to buy it when it just says drinking water. If it says filtered by reverse osmosis, fine. That's great if you read the label. But you want lots of water to stock up on. You want to also stock up on organic vegetables and fruits. You also want to get a juicer if you don't have one. If this appeals to you, if you say, I want to find out more about this, I'm planning to do a video very, very soon of how to juice. And next, and that's going to be on our new Success Star website, which is almost up and running. And also, when you get ready to do the organic apple juice fast, the raw apple juice fast, you'll want to get supplies of that. And you typically can find that at a health food store. But occasionally, I find that Kroger even will carry organic apple juice. It generally costs more. That's not a problem. I say, hey, I'd rather spend $7 on a gallon of raw organic apple juice than $10 on a single tablet of antibacterial something, which is what I paid one time when I got stung by a sea ray. But those things are the supplies you want. And then at number 10, it says resources. One is my Bible that of reference. It's called Prescription for Nutritional Healing by James and Phyllis Balch. James is an MD, Phyllis is a nurse, and it's an excellent book for everything, anything. And it's just very, very positive. It talks about food as your medicine, and medicine is your food. And Get Healthy Through Detox and Fasting is a wonderful book by Dr. Don Colbert. He's also written a book called Toxic Relief. And for those of you at Lake Oconee, you can find that book, the Get Healthy Through Detox and Fasting, you can find it at Publix of all places. And coming soon is my week-long guided detoxification cleansing that I am going to be doing through Success Star. So that if you want to cleanse along with me, you are certainly welcome to do that. Now, I know I've run a little bit over here. I am going to open up the lines for questions, and you do that by pressing star 6, and if it still says you're muted, then hang up and dial back in and do the passcode, and you'll be back in a jiffy. So press star 6 and just let me know. Somebody pressed star 6. That's good. Any comments, any questions, any thoughts, any observations?
I have a question. This is Teresa.
Okay.
Am I here?
I hear you.
Hello.
I'm here. I hear you, Teresa.
Oh, okay. My question. What's that?
Go ahead.
My question is, I've done some of the fasting and detox before, but I've also incorporated using enemas. And what is your feeling about that?
Oh, absolutely. If the body isn't starting to have that diarrhea response, definitely enemas are great. If you can do that, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I've done it before and started out with a lemon enema and actually evolved to a coffee enema. And I just noticed, because I was just afraid that, you know, if you're breaking down all your toxins, and I've read about this, that it's like you can actually get toxify your body and get sick from that. So by doing the enema, it flushes it out quicker. I mean,
absolutely.
Not to get carried away with it.
Yeah. Absolutely, and it's a very good thing to do. If you're having diarrhea, then there's no concern about that. But then sometimes people don't have diarrhea, and then they definitely need to do some kind of enema. It could be just plain water. It could be with lemon. It could be with yogurt mixed into the water. That's a very, very good thing to do. It could be with garlic. Garlic, when you do a food processor with lots of garlic and then put it into water and let it soak overnight and do an enema with that, kills parasites like crazy. And the last one that you mentioned, the coffee enema, it's called a retention enema. They give coffee enemas where you hold it, and what it does, what that coffee does in your intestines, is it draws toxins from the liver into the large intestine, and they give coffee enemas. You should only do one a day if you don't have cancer, but they give at holistic places. They will do as many as 3 coffee enemas a day for people who have cancer, and it really helps detoxify the system fast.
Well, I know that when I did that especially, and I kind of worked up to that, like I've gone through really what you've been saying to do, start out with drinking a lot of water, then eating raw foods, and then working into juicing, but then eventually going to the coffee enema. And I'm telling you, when I did that, I just felt wonderful. It just like it was like I really felt like I cleaned something out.
Excellent, because what that did is it drew something from your liver out. And for all you know, you don't know what's in your liver. You could have been exposed to paint fumes or exhaust fumes or jet fuel fumes that really hurt your liver that are still there until you did that coffee enema. And I'm sure that you did it as a retention enema. The ideal is to hold it for about 10 to 15 minutes. It sounds like a really long time.
Uh-huh.
And for some people, they're going, what is she talking about? She's talking about enema. But, you know, I've gotten over that a long time ago. Because
what happens is when you're doing these cleanses, the toxins that have been stored in your body for years are coming out really quick. So in order for you not to, like, have toxemia, it's good to do those kind of flushes.
You bet. And so I congratulate you. And, you know, I really didn't say at the beginning of this call that through this fasting that I've done, I started out, when I was first at the beginning of it, I still had a bleeding ulcer. I also had arthritis throughout my body, and I had migraine headaches daily. After I started the fasting, and I also was hypoglycemic to a very, very extreme degree. After about 8 months, after about 2 months of the fasting and the cleansing, my migraine headaches were cut in half. After about 4 months of it, I was having almost no migraine headaches, and my arthritis was amazingly relieved. I could move my head without pain. My shoulders, everything in my body started loosening up. By the end of 8 months, I was almost completely free of all the arthritis, almost all the migraine headaches, and no longer had the bleeding ulcer, and my hypoglycemia was about half of what it had been. It was amazing. So, if
you're about
go ahead
about enzyme supplement besides like just the taking the fruits and vegetables, like there's, I know there's capsules out there where you can actually take enzyme supplements.
Well, you know, there is. There's a company, I believe it's called Juice Plus. There's a company that has tried to encapsulate, and I think they've done a pretty good job of it. But I think nothing can come absolutely to the real fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. But I do know that Juice Plus has been there for a while. I used it for a while. I just have gotten away from using it, and I definitely do take vitamins, and I take some supplements, and I'll probably talk about that in detox too with supplements, because everybody should be taking some form of vitamin C since the body cannot provide that. And I believe that that is one of the main elements in the reason why that helps cure arthritis, helps heal arthritis, because it helps rid the body of toxins. But ester C is the only form that I want to take vitamin C in, although I know it's hard to find it today, but it can be found. But there are some supplements that are really, really excellent to take. Plus, of course, acidophilus in yogurt. That's another thing that is a very, very good thing to take while you are detoxifying, to eat yogurt that does not have fruit and other stuff in it. Just get plain yogurt. You could put fruit on it or you could put honey on it, but don't get it already sugared. Just get the plain and you're going to get all the acidophilus bifidus you can want. There's certain good bacteria that is meant for the small intestine, and there's certain good bacteria meant for the large intestine, and the yogurt helps supply both. So that's another thing. And we know that the people who live the longest on the planet eat yogurt. So we need to eat yogurt. It definitely will start cleansing us even faster. But, Teresa, you're doing a fabulous job. And I know that you're saying you do it twice a year. And maybe if you're feeling so much better, I know when I saw you, you looked really good. I don't know if you're continuing, if you've done another one since I've seen you, but I really like to continue it on a weekly basis, and I think that that's a good thing. And it's, you know, then you do the monthly thing, and then it just starts becoming a natural thing that you just think, well, where can I fit that in? Okay, Monday. Yes, it's Monday again. Monday again. Monday again.
Because of the holidays, you know, I've eaten more sweets and everything. And I actually went out and bought a juicer, and was in the habit. It's just kind of a pain because it's kind of messy and all that. But I know when I do that, I feel so much better. So I'm thinking it's a good time to just start a new, start all over again.
Yeah, exactly. I think that we all need to be re-motivated. It's so exciting to hear about people, for example, you know, people being able to get off insulin when they've been taking insulin for 5 years. What an amazingly beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. It's inspiring. It makes me just say, of course. I mean, that tells us the power of it. You know, I don't have any debilitating illness. But if I did, you know, I could watch it be proof of the pudding that it fixed that, and it fixed that, and it fixed that. But thank goodness we don't have those debilitating illnesses. You know, we are so fortunate.
Yeah. Well, I was diagnosed a while ago with depression, and for a while I was on antidepressants, and I didn't like the idea of taking anything like that, so I was searching for alternatives, and I focused on a lot of different areas, and one of them was how I eat, and I don't take anything now. I still have challenges with it, but I know when I'm out of sync and I have to get back on track, and it definitely works.
Excellent, excellent. Because and again, you know, the toxins, I think, are somewhat cyclical, especially for women. And I think that sometimes I've seen it in people I have done coaching with, that it's that depression can be cyclical as well.
Oh, yeah, the winter months is the worst. I need sunlight.
Yeah, the winter is definitely the seasonal affect disorder. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, since we've run over, I know I need to conclude everything. Does anyone else have a comment or a question?
I did.
Yes.
Well, one thing that you're talking about is when you start releasing toxins, it feels very much like the flu, when your body is working and then it's resting and then it's working and it's resting. So you kind of go through these ups and downs, getting everything out of your body.
Hmm.
And it's very natural.
Yeah. And so I guess that's what people need to hear, too, when you're saying, oh, gee, what is this? But that's why I recommend not starting a fast when you're feeling ill already. What you need to do then is add in the enzymes from the raw fruits and vegetables to give your body more to work with, give your body resources. So that may be a place to start, but you're absolutely right. That's absolutely true, that you feel like you have the flu. I've had so many different reactions when I've done it. Everything from the flu to feeling nauseous to the flu as in more achy in the moment, and then that goes away. Or I've felt nauseous, and then that's gone away. Or I've even had my throat feel really raw, and then that goes away. But it's all part of the detoxing process. So next time we do another, probably next month, I may do a detox two, the second part of it, because I think it's really important to talk about that royal flush, which can be phenomenal, and definitely want to share that with you, as well as vitamins, minerals, and other kinds of support for the body and making your mind work better. So, well, has this been helpful and useful?
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
Good.
Very
good. I'm glad to hear it, and I wish you happy, happy detoxifying.
Thank you.
And we will talk soon.
Okay. Oh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.